What will the internet be like in the future? A place where anyone can post anything, including hate speech, or a more regulated space? The Supreme Court is considering these important questions today in a crucial First Amendment case that could reshape our digital world. Kat Zakreski is a national technology policy reporter for The Washington Post, and she's with us now to explain what these cases could mean for the internet. Kat, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Sure. So these cases today are about a law in Texas that bars large tech companies from taking down certain kinds of posts, including hate speech, and a similar law in Florida. So let's hear now from Henry Whitaker, the Florida Solicitor General, who is defending the laws.
The platforms do not have a First Amendment right to apply their censorship policies in an inconsistent manner and to censor and deplatform certain users.
Okay, translate for us here. What is the argument that Whitaker and Texas and Florida are making?
So Texas and Florida are arguing that the tech companies are taking actions to discriminate against viewpoints they disagree with, and that that activity is not protected by the First Amendment. They basically argue that these companies are common carriers, much like a telegraph company, a phone company, or even a train company, that should be required to provide an essential public service and that they should be barred from any discrimination of users based on what their politics might be.
Mm. And what was the case, the original case, the details of it that got us here in the first place?
So these cases began basically as soon as the Florida and Texas legislatures passed these laws back in 2021 when the tech companies challenged them. But the Texas law briefly took effect for a little bit, and so we saw an example of how that might play out when there was a situation on Reddit. Basically, there's a Star Trek forum on Reddit, and one of the main rules to participate is that you have to be nice. But one user posted calling a popular character a soy boy. The moderators decided that violated the be nice rule and kicked them off. And then we saw that user use this new Texas law to sue Reddit and argue that they had been discriminated against because of their viewpoint.
I see. And here we are now at the Supreme Court today. Here's Paul Clement, who argued against Texas and Florida. Let's listen to his point of view.
Florida's effort to level the playing field and to fight the perceived bias of big tech violates the First Amendment several times over. It interferes with editorial discretion, it compels speech, it discriminates on the basis of content, speaker, and viewpoint.
Okay, so tell us more about the argument against these laws.
So the tech companies argue that they have a First Amendment right to decide what is displayed on their services. They argue that rather than the telegraph or phone company framing that the states have, that they're more like a newspaper and they should be able to decide what views are on or off their services. And they also argue that this is a really essential defense against terrorism, misinformation, cyberbullying, and other terrible content because they have a market incentive to ensure that type of content isn't displayed on their sites.
Following the details of this case, I personally find can be challenging, but what it boils down to is the fact that most of us rely on the internet every day for almost everything. And if the court were to uphold these laws and rule in favor of Texas and Florida, could you lay out what the internet would look like?
So it's a bit unclear exactly what it would look like, but you could see a scenario where the tech companies take a far more hands-off approach to moderating their websites because they'd be afraid of getting hit with lawsuits from people who say they're discriminating. So certainly the tech companies have argued that if these laws were to stay in effect, at least in these states, when you were on social media, you'd likely see more misinformation about health issues, more terrorism, more harmful content related to children. And that could be very problematic. I mean, one of the interesting things we're seeing, though, is that the states are moving in different directions. So if these laws were allowed to take effect, we could be in a scenario where conservative states have one version of the internet that's more hands-off, and liberal states push forward with a version where there's more pressure on the companies to moderate content.
Could you imagine what kind of problems that would create?
Well, so we've already seen, you know, these types of situations where government puts pressure on companies to take content down, that can lead to really broad policies that sometimes take down speech that, you know, many people would want to be able to hear or see on the platforms. For instance, in Europe, there are hate speech laws that are sometimes very strict about talking about Nazis online. And that's intended to prevent hate speech, but it also can sometimes prevent discussion about news around extremism or issues in those countries.
I see. And just briefly, we have less than a minute here. Did you hear anything in court today that might give us any hints about how the justices are viewing these cases?
So I heard a lot of skepticism from the justices on both sides' arguments. It was interesting to see how some of the traditional ideological lines weren't necessarily aligned on this case. For instance, Justice Kavanaugh had a pretty tough round of questioning with the Florida Solicitor General, where he really raised the point that, you know, these states are arguing this is censorship, but censorship is something that the government does, not the companies.
Interesting. Kat Zakreski, reporter with The Washington Post, thank you so much.
Thank you.